Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning ends for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Polling in this phase to be held in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts on Thursday. Second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls begins in 9 states and 3 union territories. 6 people died after a passenger train collides with goods train near Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh. India sends 40 tons of humanitarian aid to Jamaica and Cuba affected by Hurricane Melissa. And in cricket, Jemima Rodrigues breaks into top 10, while Deepti Sharma climbs to fourth spot in ICC Women's ODI rankings. And now, the news in detail. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections ended this evening. Voting in this phase will be held on Thursday in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. On the last day of campaigning, top leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. During the first phase, political fate of a total of 1,314 candidates will be decided by more than 3 crore 75 lakh electorates. We have more from our correspondent.
The political fortunes of 16 ministers from the Nitish Kumar-led government will be at the stake in the first phase, out of which 11 belong to BJP. Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha are among the prominent candidates contesting from Tarapur and Lakhisarai constituencies respectively. The Chief Ministerial candidate of the Mahagathbandhan, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, is contesting for the third time from the Raghopur Assembly constituency. Former Bihar State BJP President and Health Minister Mangal Pandey is in the fray from the Siwan Assembly constituency. JDU nominee and 7-time MLA Shravan Kumar is seeking a record 8-term election from Nalanda constituency. And Water Resources Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary, who has been elected 6 times earlier, is contesting from Sarai Ranjan constituency of Samastipur. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements for the first phase. According to the poll panel, for the first time, one general observer will be deployed in each constituency. Webcasting will be conducted at all polling stations to closely monitor the electoral process. The district magistrates and superintendents of police have been instructed to maintain zero tolerance towards any violence. Adequate central armed police forces will also be deployed. In the second phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to polls on the 11th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November. Meanwhile, an FIR was registered in Bihar against senior Janata Dal United leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan, alias Lalan Singh, today for the alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct in Mukama. The Election Commission today commenced the International Election Visitors Programme 2025 at the India International Institute for Democracy and Election Management in New Delhi. As part of the programme, a total of 14 participants from 7 countries, including France, South Africa, Belgium, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand and Colombia, will witness polling in the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections on Thursday. The poll panel said the programme includes a 2-day tour of Bihar, where the participants will visit the electronic voting machine dispatch centres. The second phase of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls has commenced from today in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on the 7th of February next year. Our correspondent has the details.
The new phase of SIR will include Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, spanning across 321 districts and 1,843 assembly constituencies. Among these, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal are due for assembly elections in next year. The enumeration phase will run till 4th of December. During this period, every elector whose name appears in the electoral rolls as on 27th October this year will receive a unique enumeration form which will be partially pre-filled. The distribution of these forms has already begun and 100% of enumeration forms have been printed. To ensure a smooth and voter-friendly process, over 5,30,000 booth-level officers, more than 7,70,000 booth-level agents, around 10,000 electoral registration officers and assistant electoral registration officers, and over 300 district election officers have been deployed across these states and union territories. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched the third round of the Production-Linked Incentive Scheme for Specialty Steel, PLI 1.2, in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Kumaraswamy said that the scheme, with a total outlay of more than 6,300 crore rupees, aims to add about 26 million tons of specialty steel capacity in the coming years. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India stands strong on the strength of its robust economy. Delivering the Diamond Jubilee valedictory lecture at Delhi School of Economics in New Delhi today, the minister said that while the country holds strategic significance because of its people and its position on the global map, it is the nation's economic strength that has given it confidence and distinction on the world stage. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms in the apparel and footwear sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided major relief to the apparel and footwear sector. The reforms aimed at easing the burden on young manufacturers have made production more cost-effective and footwear has become more affordable for consumers. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced from 12% to 5% on chamois leather, composition leather made from leather fiber, and leather prepared after tanning or crusting. This has reduced input costs for manufacturers and encouraged great production within the country. Similarly, footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now attract only 5% GST instead of the previous 12%, making stylish and durable footwear more accessible to young and middle-income consumers. Meanwhile, the GST has been reduced to 2% for ready-made garments up to 2,500 rupees per piece. This rationalization has significantly encouraged the country's manufacturing base, benefiting customers and making these products more affordable. With Deshani and Arzu, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, six people lost their lives and around 20 others were injured in a train accident near Bilaspur this evening. The incident occurred around 4 p.m. when a passenger train collided with a stationary goods train near Lal Khadan. The injured have been rushed to nearby hospitals. Talking to media, District Collector of Bilaspur Sanjay Agarwal said the railway, district administration and police teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations at the accident site.
There was a goods train coming from the other side. The incident took place between Katora and Bilaspur. The last bogie and first bogie of a train collided near Bilaspur. The train was going towards Bilaspur. Rescue operation is underway.
The railways has issued helpline numbers for the convenience of passengers and their family members. Help desks have also been set up at Raipur, Durg and Bhatapara railway stations in the state. Meanwhile, the railways has announced an ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees each for the next of the kin of the deceased, 5 lakh rupees for those grievously injured and 1 lakh rupee for those who sustained minor injuries. The railways has also decided to conduct a detailed inquiry into the incident through the Commissioner of Railway Safety. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during his meeting with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi. He said the two countries have a strategic partnership and both nations have stood together through testing times.
We have stood together in testing times and we have created a relationship with a very high degree of trust and of reliability. Our two nations face a particular challenge from terrorism. It is essential that we work towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Meanwhile, the 17th meeting of Joint Working Group on Defense Cooperation between India and Israel was held in Tel Aviv today. During the meeting, a memorandum of understanding was signed to expand the scope of bilateral defense ties between the two nations. The agreement will provide a unified vision and policy direction to deepen the already strong defense cooperation between the two countries. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Sri Lanka's Leader of Opposition Sajith Premadasa in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Finance Minister and Mr. Premadasa discussed Sri Lanka's economic recovery and ways to further deepen bilateral economic and investment ties. On the other hand, Dr. S. Jaishankar reaffirmed India's commitment to support progress and development in Sri Lanka. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Jamaica and Cuba affected by Hurricane Melissa. Around 20 tons each to Jamaica and Cuba was sent as humanitarian assistance and disaster relief from New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Indian Air Force aircraft carried aid, including Arogya Maitri Bhishma Cube, rehabilitation support items, food and daily utilities, medicines, medical equipments, power generators, shelter support, and hygiene kits. He added that India stands with its Global South partners in the face of such natural disasters and will assist its friends in recovery and reconstruction. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Guru Parab will be celebrated across the country and abroad tomorrow. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the eve of Guru Nanak Jayanti. In a message, President Murmu urged everyone to imbibe the ideals of Guru Nanak Dev in their lives and follow the path shown by him to build a more peaceful and prosperous nation. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, opened on a flat note today, briefly moving into the green, but were unable to sustain the gains and declined throughout the day. The Sensex shed 519 points to close at 83,459, while the Nifty dipped 166 points to settle at 25,598. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. Meanwhile, air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the poor category, with an average air quality index, AQI, of 291, recorded at 4 p.m. today. And in sports, in cricket, India's young stars Jemima Rodrigues and Deepti Sharma have made significant gains in the latest ICC Women's ODI rankings following India's historic World Cup victory, where the women in blue defeated South Africa in the final. Jemima broke into the top 10 batters for the first time after her match-winning century against Australia in the semi-final. Deepti Sharma, named player of the tournament, climbed to the fourth position among all-rounders after an outstanding World Cup campaign in which she took 7 wickets and scored crucial runs during the knockout stages. Meanwhile, Smriti Mandhana slipped to second place among batters as South Africa's Laura Wolwart claimed the top spot. The second round of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 is underway in Goa, with a total of 17 Indian players still in competition. The top 50 seats, including 8 Indians, were exempted from the opening round, while 9 others advanced after winning their first round matches. This round marks the return of the world champion and top seed D. Kukesh, Arjun Erigasi and R. Pragyananda. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning ends for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Polling in this phase to be held in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts on Thursday. Second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls begins in 9 states and 3 union territories. 6 people died after a passenger train collides with goods train near Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh. India sends 40 tons of humanitarian aid to Jamaica and Cuba affected by Hurricane Melissa. And in cricket, Jemima Rodrigues breaks into top 10, while Deepthi Sharma climbs to fourth spot in ICC Women's ODI rankings. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.